here to talk about Liberator.
Hey.
The sex furniture company. For people who may not know, can you guys give a little history or a little introduction about Liberator?
You want to take it?
Sure. Liberator is about to turn 12 years old. It was started by Louis Friedman, our CEO. He was reading an article about using pillows during sex, which is a pretty old idea. It's actually in the Kama Sutra. But if you have ever tried this, then you know that the pillows, you know, they're inherently pretty soft and they move around. And,
I must say they move.
Yeah, yeah. It's really hard if you're looking to get some, you know, better angles and stability. They're pretty difficult to use your normal pillows. So Louis started to develop Liberator, which is a line of foam pillows that are perfectly engineered for sexual positioning.
They call it bedroom adventure gear.
I like that. Yeah. Bedroom adventure gear.
Yeah, a playscape.
Yeah.
I feel like it describes it very accurate, perfectly accurately. Yeah. You know, if somebody says, but you know, that, then you it pops in your head. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, an adult playground, if you will.
Adult playground. Have adventures, yes.
Well, it started with just a few shapes. Is what we call them because they're basically like big triangles. They just happen to be great for sex. But now it's expanded so that we have an entire line of products, including like large furniture pieces that you could leave out in your house and no one would know. And
I was very impressed.
Yeah, they're great. And then, you know, things from massage into getting stuff great for bondage. We have our own leather line. We have our own glass line, and we carry a lot of toys. So it's really expanded a lot in its 12 years to become one of the bigger brands in the sex industry.
One of the most impressive pieces, too, I think, are our toy mounts. Like, we have toy mounts for boys and girls. So it's like you have the fleshlight mounts that you can put, you know, for male masturbation. And then we have for female where you can put a toy in it and you can rock on it. Or, you know, it's almost like a boyfriend pillow, one of them, that you can put something in. So those are really fun because it's like something you already have and you can kind of build on that.
I love those for couple play as well, though. I mean, that's what I didn't realize at first was like, you know, I was like, oh, it's, you know, it seems fine for just by yourself. But I think it's using toys during sex. That's an added bonus because it's hands free. So
absolutely. Yes. And we got to tour your factory last week, which is awesome.
I was
impressed with, I mean, you see everybody making the furniture and the mounts and everything. It just seems like it should be bigger.
The place itself, I think I read it's like 140,000 square feet altogether, the whole facility. And I think it started, their first warehouse was only 6,000 square feet. So that was a huge jump. From the beginning to now. Yeah.
When Liberator started, there were 3 sewers, and now we have like over 100 people.
You saw how
I saw the team. And not only...
They're so talented. Those women that are sewing.
I loved how all of the... Just seeing how it all came together, all of the different apartments. The fact that you guys do everything... In-house, from making your catalogs to designing the catalogs, you know, creating new products, everything.
And everything's in-house and everything is made from American-made goods. So everything's made in the U.S. and everything it's made from is we buy from U.S. companies.
Yeah. Even our zippers are made here in Atlanta.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Cool.
Oh, neat.
I was surprised at how sturdy the foam is. I thought, you know, when you think of foam, I think of like eggshell foam.
Tempur-Pedic. Yeah. Which is softer.
Yeah.
Where your hand disappears.
It's very sturdy. And it
it has to be. Otherwise, you just sink in and it doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, they must last a long time, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. I think it's 8 hours a day for 10 years to wear one out.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's a lot of sex.
You would be very busy if you wore one out.
And we'd be very impressed.
But it's good. So you can, you know, buy one piece and it'll last you, you know, a really long time. But then you can, once you use it, most people love it and then they want to try out other shapes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Kind of.
And like then you build can on use, your collection. For instance, like the ramp, there's something out. And I think, you know, we make this, it's for like acid reflux. So like when you're laying in bed, it elevates your back. So it helps prevent people, you know, that have acid reflux when they're sleeping from it rising up. So the ramp is basically kind of you could use that instead. So you can actually use a lot of the pieces that are for play, you know, for sex play for regular life stuff, life hacks.
Yeah, that's interesting how multifunctional a lot of your stuff is that you can, I mean, not only with different like positions and, you know, different types of play, but also random things that like acid reflux. And then there was also that, I think it was a ramp, but it folded up into an ottoman.
That yeah. You can, yeah. The flip ramp. The flip ramp. Yeah.
I love
it
that.
It looks like a little cube. Yeah.
Ottoman. You could make a little nightstand. You know, there's right. different things yeah, you could yeah. try on it. You could do all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
I like the multi-purpose. I like things that are multi-purpose. Mm-hmm. To me, that's a lot more practical.
Yeah. So. I was using my Jazz the other day just to put between my knees to sleep.
You know? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a smaller right. piece. Like yeah. it's a much smaller. It's kind of like a mini series that we do. The Jazz, their price points are a little bit lower mm-hmm. than the big like wedge and ramp and combos and that stuff. So. Yeah, it's much smaller, but it just holds, you know.
So what are your best sellers?
Definitely the wedge ramp combo. Mm-hmm. And that's you get the ramp and the wedge, and the fabric on it makes it where it sticks and it doesn't move because it's a microfiber. So it's almost like it's yes. Velcro, but it's very, very soft and it just does not move. And so you can take those apart and then you have two pieces, or you can put them together and use it. And then we have a booklet of all the different positions. Mm-hmm. The flip ramp, which we just talked about, the one that opens up from an ottoman into basically the same idea as the wedge ramp combo, just not as versatile. Mm-hmm. And then let's see. I like the Jazz series, the one that I was talking about, because they're much smaller. Yes. Mm-hmm. The wedge on its own, probably we sell more of those than anything other than the combo. But that was one of the very first pieces that Lewis ever made, and it's still to this day is our best seller.
So the wedge is sort of...
It's a smaller...
Like a triangle shape mm-hmm. where a lot of women, it elevates their pelvis, I guess.
Yep.
It's so funny because it's only 7 inches that it lifts you up. And yeah. when you're on it, though, it doesn't feel that way. It's just a weird way that your body works that, mm-hmm. you know, when you're flat, it doesn't necessarily open you up for better sensation and more penetration. Mm-hmm. So just that little bit of twist of your pelvis makes a huge difference.
Well, and I don't think you realize like how much you naturally do that when you're having sex. Like you always, like you're pushing up with your legs. Yeah. And so if you can't push up with your legs or you're exhausted, like it makes it where you can go for longer or get into positions you might not be able to do. Like maybe your, you know, significant other doesn't want to be holding you up this whole time. So, you know, maybe their arms get tired. So this way that you're resting there, and it does, it puts everything right there where you need it to be.
And I liked, you were talking about, because, you know, people get tired, but I was like, and also just adaptability, because more than just tired, some people just can't, there exactly. are certain things that they just cannot do
yeah.
sexually, but like the wedge, yes, that is something that will help put you in a position to where you can do these sexual things that you couldn't do before.
Absolutely. I think we're great for people with disabilities, and we have a really strong following of people that are a little bit bigger because yes. it does enable them to do things that they maybe did in the past and they haven't been able to do because they've gotten older, or like
yeah.
it just makes them more accessible for sort of adventures. And there's so much room for creativity, and that just opens up a lot of different avenues for people.
And we were talking about bondage a little bit earlier, and all of our pieces almost come in a Black Label edition, which has the cuffs. So it has like either wrist or thigh or ankle cuffs with it. So you yes. can have some light bondage if you want. And a lot of people, I think, will go with that one just to try it out and see if they like it. And then that'll kind of be their introductory into that world. Other really good sellers. Let's see. We just came out with a new product this year called the Talia Spreader Bar. And I don't know if you've ever yes. used a spreader bar, but most of them are metal. They clank around and make a lot of noise, and you can knock your teeth out. I mean, they're kind of dangerous. Like
and
if you're really
very
you know?
Uncomfortable. And
well, we basically took a bolster, like a circular pillow, and put a bar in it and then put cuffs on either side of it. So it can be used as a bolster for positioning and a spreader.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your creative side, obviously, in-house as well. How do you come up with, like, new products? Is it just, do you do brainstorming of different stuff and then it's a bunch of testing, or how does that work?
Yeah, we have a very talented design team, and sometimes it is a group effort. Like, sometimes someone will be like, hey, I'm having trouble having sex in this way. Come up with something for me already. And or yeah. maybe we'll see something that's out there, like the spreader bar, and be like, you know, this is like a really sexy idea, but not really practical for a lot of people. What can we do about that? You know? And so that's a lot of the fun. And then probably more fun is the product testing that we get to do with.
So do you guys actually get to do the product testing?
Oh, yeah, we have.
Yeah, they pass them out.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like whoever wants to give an opinion.
We do have to give bullet points.
You have to be able to express your experience.
Yeah. So they're not going to give it to you if you're not going to come back with some feedback.
Well, okay.
We do that for toys as well. So we're always getting toys and, you know, you get to say, like, would you use this all the time? Did this work for you? You know, so.
That's great.
Yeah, it definitely like, makes it more fun.
How did you utilize this? I'm sorry. I'm just looking at you two and going, you guys have an amazing job.
It is fun. You know, I'm pretty new to the company. I just started in April of this year. And I'm having a great time. Like, I've always, my jobs in the past have always been very fun jobs. Like, I'm not somebody that can do something if I don't enjoy it. Yes, I mean, I just can't. And so I've always kind of found these jobs that have allowed me to have fun and be myself. And I like that. Like, they want you to be open and just, you know, experimental and fun. They're not very, it's not like a corporate environment, you know, and it's great company. Like, I'm proud to work there. I'm enjoying it. I you know, knew really nothing about the sex industry at all before I got into it. But I've been in sales and, you know, wholesale and retail. I've been on both sides of that. And so it's just been a fun ride so far getting to go. I went to my first big trade show, which was in the UK, like last month. And just the amount of stuff that I had no idea even existed in this realm. I saw like one, and this is just kind of for looks. Obviously this wasn't used, but I saw this this company that made all like animal dildos.
Like a horse cock, just really out there,
large, and they were all like strap-ons, and so they had a catwalk, and everyone, you know, these people were like walking down the catwalk in lingerie with strap-ons on. Yeah, they had a fashion show of strap-ons.
Okay, now when you say animal parts, are y'all talking like the? Okay, not like
like a horse.
No, okay, yeah, the, like leopard print or something.
Nope, not print, but actual like recreations of animal.
The only reason I know about this subculture is because of Dragon Con.
I saw today where someone was making dragon dildos.
Saw that. Oh, really? And they have other parts of dragons too. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I saw recently as well a Tyrannosaurus Rex, which I don't even know how they know what a T-Rex penis looks like.
Fossils.
Science in that.
Absolutely fascinating. I cannot wait to get to Google.
I would love to bring you, you know, to a show if there was ever like a local show or something like that and show you. It's so eye opening and everyone's just really fun. You know, everyone's pleasant. There was no one skeezy or like, you know, gross there or anything.
It's just business, and it's totally introducing people to products.
And most people, like I, you know, I've worked in fashion. I've, you know, worked with glass. I've worked with a bunch. It's just sales. So everyone is just there. And it's something that people use, but you're bringing people happiness at the same time. Like, you know that this is going to go to a good home and someone's going to put a lot of thought and energy into buying something and they're really going to enjoy it. And you want them to enjoy it, because if they don't enjoy it, then, and I feel like with Liberator, so many people enjoy it. That's, you know, it's all word of mouth, I feel like.
Yes. I've heard about Liberator before I even saw the pieces, but I had heard about them.
Yeah.
And then I saw them, but I also, I mean, I've seen them in all kinds of environments. I've seen them in both, you know, like kink scene things. I've seen them at gay and lesbian events. I've seen but my most impressive to me as a sexual educator was being able to see these products being demonstrated by, you know, professionals and with their clientele, as far as like counselors or therapists or doctors or whatever, you know, using Liberator products to demonstrate how you can do this with sexuality or this or yeah. whatever. And oh, I was yeah. very, very impressed.
I'm so excited. So on Thursday of this week, I'm actually meeting with a guy from, I think it's the Philippines, and he represents a group of female gynecologists.
Yes.
And they are going to push like our products for sexual wellness with women in gynecology there. Right. So they're like super amazing. Stoked. Yeah, they want to basically have them like in their offices and tell them what great things it can do for their sexual health. Wow. And these are doctors.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I can think so of excited. Many medical uses. There are all kinds mm-hmm. of different things that you can do with the Liberator product. So I'm really excited. You know, especially after seeing your, seeing the plant and seeing the products and seeing, like I said, I've known about these products for some time. Mm-hmm. But I remember I was on Facebook several days ago and I was talking about how excited I was. I finally got to see the bird, blah, 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 blah. And then someone was talking about, oh, I had a friend that got a job out of there, but you know, I was like, sex toys, really? And you went to Georgia Tech?
Oh, my mom was mortified when I told her.
Is she really?
Let me tell you. These are, yeah, it was on my face. I'm like, these are not high-end sexual aids performing, you know, and da-da-da-da-da.
Especially when you look at the Chase lounges. I mean, these yes. are high-priced, very beautiful pieces of furniture. They're sturdy. Yes.
That's I what mean, I said. It's furniture. Yeah. I said it is sex. I said
that's how I swung it, too. I was like, it's furniture, Mom.
Like, it's high-end sexual furniture, and I talked about, you know, the fact how the different uses and how people from around the world are wanting to incorporate the products. Like, we can edit this out if you want, but the hotel that you were talking about
oh,
that wants
yeah.
to
oh,
use
yeah.
your
yeah.
products. We've I got, was so impressed.
Yeah, so we have a hotel in Paris, the land of love, the most romantic place in the world. They
oh,
want
the
to,
land of love.
They want to outfit their whole hotel. So each room is dedicated to a different theme. So they have a bondage room. They have a Venetian room. They have, you know, a Parisian room. They have an Arabian room. They have, you know, each room is kind of a different theme. And so they want each room to have a different option for a Liberator product. Like, we have these ginormous like bed size bean bags, yes. the Zeppelins. So they're going to do
Which
that.
Which are so comfortable.
They are very comfortable.
Yeah. I know.
If I don't have about a great for things other than sex, though, you could just watch TV.
Oh,
and that thing
oh yeah,
really
that's what we,
happy.
I went, had a friend with a bachelor pad and he had that. That, oh, was, yeah. that was what he had for in place of a couch.
He yeah, had a, absolutely. Like a loft, awesome. Like a studio, like one room. That would be so mm-hmm. perfect for TV and sleep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
And we used it for cuddle piles, watching TV or videos or...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And,
dog pile.
Yeah. Exactly. And the dogs.
I have
the dogs
a big,
got on there
I have
too.
One of the big cocoon bean bags in my office right now. And I love it. Like on sleepy mornings, I'm just like, ah, that
looks
coffee.
So tempting.
And then when
yeah.
I had my dog with me on last week and he jumped right up in it and like sat in the very middle of it. I could tell he liked it too.
So April, you're the creative director.
Yes.
So what exactly do you do other than, you know, you mentioned the photo shoots?
Yeah, we sort of direct all the creative. I guess Liberator being such a well-known brand and international company, when I took over about a year and a half ago, it had kind of gotten stale because Liberator being around for so long and the industry itself had changed so much since it started. Mm-hmm. It needed a refresh, so... Lewis met with me and he was like, you know, we have a fantastic product and we want to go mainstream. Our products, there's no reason this can't be in shelves of Targets. That's how we feel
yeah.
about it.
No,
I
totally believe
10
that.
Years ago when Liberator was just starting off, that would have been unheard of. It was only in sex stores and those sex stores are primarily directed at men. So mm-hmm. That was where Liberator founded its brand. And if you look at some of the old photography and stuff, you'll see that it's more about the guy looking at a woman on a pillow. That's sort of okay. how the industry was at that time. Mm-hmm. So taking over, we're refocusing everything to be a little bit more female friendly and more intimate and more genuinely sexy rather than portraying sex. We're portraying sexy sex. So
yes.
So that's been a lot of work, and it comes out in a lot of ways. It's all about the copy that you write. It's about the words that you choose, mm-hmm. the expression on a girl's face in a photograph, you know. And we're so about so much more than just the act itself. It's that connection that you get from great sex that we really want to share, and why we want to promote our products. So that's what we try to draw out on things like our blog or through any of our images. Once you buy a Liberator product, we give you a position guide.
And which I have right
here.
Oh,
yeah.
I have in my backpack.
Yeah. And so you actually have an old one there.
Oh, do I?
That little one is an old one.
The little one is old.
So you'll see it's just photographs of people having sex on Liberator. Mm-hmm.
That's funny that you talk about the facial expressions, because it's such a difference between that come hither, look at me, versus the I'm really enjoying myself.
Yeah,
and this is so much fun on the girl's face.
Yeah.
There's a huge difference between it.
And it's all very subtle, and it all comes down to like 100 little things where, what is in my mind a little more objectifying to the women.
The you see?
Yes. Now I see exactly what.
That come hither, look at me.
Yeah.
Arching the
I'm
back
here for you.
So we've retold the position guide a bit, just as an example of what we're doing to be like more of a guide for like an amazing night.
And
with
it looks
your
much
partner.
More high end and artistic.
Yeah. Because we are, you know, not, we're a high end product. We're mm-hmm. quality, made in America. So we have to reflect that through a mm-hmm. lot of our language that we use and everything like that. And I think too that we're drawing upon experience over, you know, the entirety of the experience over than just the act. So on a day-to-day basis, that comes out in our ads, and it comes out in our blog, and it comes out in the photographs we take, and even the products that we choose. Like, for instance, we would probably never carry the T-Rex penis, unfortunately.
right.
Aw, man. Because,
yeah, it's oh, a good, like, yeah,
we're
it's
to
gimmicky.
Keep an amount of class.
Yeah.
About that T-Rex, that would be more entertainment value.
So we have a very talented staff of writers and photographers and designers, and everybody is building something that we feel really proud of and something that we think is hopefully going to change people's perception about sex and take people that might have been uncomfortable with the subject mm-hmm. and be like, you know, this is something that's really important, and it's part of a joyful life, and so why not embrace it? So we're working every day to get our products places that you might not have expected. Like, for instance, right now you can find them on Brookstone, which is a new development.
Really? Awesome.
You know, and they carry Lilo vibrators already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
Magic Wand. Yeah. And everybody knows what these are for. They're not, they're personal massagers, but very personal massagers. So
Gaimal.
So we're getting out there in ways and in places that maybe were leaps and bounds from where the sex industry was before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really trying. I want to look for like pharmaceutical companies, and you know, I know we're on drugstore.com, but I'd like to get on more like be in CVS or Boots, which is, you know,
in England.
UK.
I love Boots. Love Boots.
Chem Direct. I forget, you know, some of them. So it's definitely the direction we're going in. It's such a mainstream product. I think she's exactly right. Like it's, you know, it could
really
be anywhere. And
great
it's not
for
offensive
couples.
Either.
Yeah.
Right. Especially
That's what I found very surprising. I'm like, wow, it's a lot more affordable than what I thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
And but I also like the fact that you have also a lower price line, the Jazz line.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. I'm going, okay, maybe someone doesn't have, you know, $100 and something, but I saw some pieces that I was like, oh, I didn't realize you could get anything from Liberator for $50 or $40. I was very impressed.
Yeah, we try to make something for everybody, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people are not going to be able to have the Jazz. It might be too small and these mm-hmm. other things, but I think, and all of these different shapes do something slightly different. So it's really you know, just finding the one that suits you perfectly. But
And you can do so much more. I mean, the position booklet is just a starter. Later, that's just to kind of give you ideas. You're going to come up with a million other things that you can do or want to do with it, you know, on your own, you know.
I was really impressed by the way that you guys have thought of everything, especially with the packaging of the products.
Yeah, the packaging is really important. Mm-hmm. And I know how recently did we just redo it? with the compression.
It was, yeah, about a year ago. So it's a new feature for us, because you can imagine those giant pillows sitting on a shelf for two months.
Really? Yeah. That's why
when you think about it on a retail scale or shipping it, especially in my case for international, you know, that would be a drawback, is because our products are so big. So what we do is basically like you're vacuum sealing vegetables. You just they vacuum seal our products down. And what's cool about it though is the foam actually shrinks down, but it doesn't distort the foam at all. Like it pops back up and fills in, and you could never tell that it was compressed. So it compresses about, what is it, like 90% of the air out of it or something, down to about the third of the size. And the boxes are super cool, because when you have it on the shelf, you can have the label, but when you pick it up, the label's on the bottom. So you don't know. You could carry it around and no one would know. Like when I got off on the train in England, I was carrying around a wedge ramp combo halfway across the city and no one ever knew. Right. No, I was waiting to see if anyone recognized what Liberator was. I did get a couple looks, but no one straight up was like, Liberator! You know, they weren't like, I know what that is.
They probably would have given you a thumbs up and been like, yeah.
Yeah. They probably thought I was like taking it home.
I mentioned the Liberator. I was like, going, oh, well, because he asked me what I was doing, and then it was like, I went to Liberator, and I'm going to be interviewing, you know, some people from Liberator tonight. And he was like, Liberator.
Yeah. Thumbs up. Yeah.
I get the thumbs up, and I get, do you have any free samples?
Of course.
Always.
Always a second.
But the box that you have is, it almost looks like a briefcase. It's like a shiny
black
box with a handle. Yeah.
And very elegant design. It's very sleek looking. Yeah. I like that. And I also liked your green footprint. The fact that you used like the other, you guys do not have a lot of the scrap foam. You don't have a lot of waste. And you use that scrap foam to make the bean bags.
Even our scrap fabrics. We're actually developing a line of toy bags right now that use our scrap fabrics. Mm-hmm. So that's very exciting because it saves it and puts it to good use, and you get an amazing toy bag out of it.
And the toy bags are so cool too. They're really cute, very fashionable, like almost like a handbag. I mean,
you could carry them around with you if you wanted.
One would be the wiser. Awesome. And I know when I was in the UK talking to one of my companies, they were saying that they were really excited about the toy bags because all they had were toy boxes. Like people would come up with boxes with compartments, but they take up a lot of room. We have a stash pillow, like a little pillow with a secret stash pocket that you can store your toys in, and it looks, you know, just like a little pillow for your bed. So
that's awesome.
Yeah,
I do joke
especially if you have like kids or something,
right? And they all have little locks on them. So I think the pillows lock as well. But you have such.
I'm about to say I have an inquisitive 9-year-old. I'm thinking maybe that sounds like a really great idea. Yeah.
But you know, where you have a sleek Lilo. Where do you want to put it? You don't want to just throw it in a drawer, put it in something nice. Or you spend money on these toys, and you don't want to just like, you want it to be clean and, you know, reserved for later and locked away so someone doesn't open that mysterious, you know, wrong drawer in your room.
Like
the drawer.
My mother-in-law
had.
She cleaned like my room before I was having surgery, and she was like, she's English, and she's like, I put your party favor. This container. And I was going,
why
party
did you
favor,
that,
and I'm thinking of,
oh gosh,
what in the hell did you find in my room? And then I saw the Hitachi one.
So did she know what it was?
Yes, okay. That is why she called it a party favor.
Okay. Well, the UK people in the UK love their wands. That's like one of their top selling items. Like
here
as far
too,
as
though, it's some. It's, wand, I think it's like the best selling. Even when did it come out? 1968,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I never thought about. How does she know what that was? Because she's, you know, in her mid-70s.
So, but, she might have one too, though. You know?
She did, yeah. I don't want to think about all that. But, I mean, because of
mother-in-laws have to have fun too, you know?
I know, but no, I don't want to. I'm not going there in my mind.
Oh, gosh. So do you guys sell more to individual people or companies?
We do everything. Yeah. So we're a distributor as well as, like, you know, we do wholesale and distribution. And then we have a retail store in which you guys got to tour with me, which everything is, we have one of everything out. So you can touch and feel it all. And it's It's so much fun in there.
I wanted to spend drop the afternoon, some money in there. I
heard right?
I was like, I got dangerous working a plane there, ticket say. To buy. Yeah. I was like, no. Yeah. No.
It's super fun land in there for sure.
Definitely.
And yeah, and especially with, because we have everything out. Like, there's two little beds set up, and they have a lot of Liberator shapes on them. And then there's some of the bigger S's. So if ever, you know, you saw something online and wanted to see it in person, if you live nearby, you can go check it out and lay on it.
We have stores across the country too.
Yeah.
So if you look on our website the store locator, you can probably find one around the country for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are doing so much, but is there anything that you guys are trying to expand into? Any areas?
I think with the compression packaging, that is really opening up for international shipping, because shipping before was much harder because everything was so much bigger. So now, things don't, you know, things stack easier on pallets, and we can ship it all internationally more. So that's really a new frontier for us. I mean, the international department is pretty small at this point, but it's growing faster and faster every day. So I think
How about on the creative side?
On the creative side, I would say that what we're focusing on is probably more along the lines of content development. Mm-hmm. We have a really strong fan base. Like, people love our products.
Yeah.
And we want to keep them thinking of Liberator and involved with our brand, and then spreading the word, because that's how I heard about Liberator. That's how most people hear about it, is their friend says, hey, you got to try this.
Definitely.
So one way for us to do that is through our blog, which we revamped only a couple months ago, and we're always writing really, I think they're interesting articles. Yeah, we're always trying to think of things like differently, and always present a very sex positive and enlightened view for people, and be a resource that people can turn to if they have questions. We have an Ask Ava section where Ava answers questions, and just, you know, trying to be there for people and be a strong positive force in this industry, someone that, you know, people can come to for advice. So
yeah, I like that you said that you're trying to make it more focused on women as well.
Absolutely.
And I think when it comes to women and sex positivity, there's definitely work that can be done.
Yeah. And you know, that's, like I said, it comes down to the photos and the women and, like, looking like they're enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
And most of our models are. I mean, it's not, there's nothing shabby about our male models. So yeah, they work great. And a lot of they're really fun shoots. So yeah, we just try to capture that in those images, but also, you know, explaining and educating better as to the benefits. Like, I personally feel that they're better for women than they are for men, but I would say that as a woman, I think. But
no, I agree. Yeah.
Even when I heard about Liberator, I was like, hey, honey, do you want to try this sex? And my husband was like, yes. Like, they're easy to please. They're just happy to be there. But yeah, the women take a little bit more time and consideration in the purchase. So I think that they need to know a little bit more about how it is really great for them.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Any more questions?
Oh, no, I was just going to mention, and also, you know, because your blog, you know, you said that you revamped the blog, and I liked it. And, you know, as a person of color, I was happy to see other people come in and it's like, oh, okay, cool. This is also a product that's not exclusionary. And like I said, I've seen it in gay, you guys have been sponsors at gay and lesbian events,
definitely
all kinds of things. Yeah.
And that's something that we're pursuing even more. We definitely want to mix up with interracial couples, same sex couples.
Okay, I would totally love to see that.
Yeah, every couple more weeks we have a shoot planned. And I, you know, beauty has so many different forms, and it's not always a size zero, and it's not always a skin color, and it's not always
how you
one
move
thing or the
how
other.
You can't move.
These products
will help you get to where you want to get.
It really is for everybody. It's not something that is, you know, what for one gender or the other. It's not just something that is, you know, for young people or just for old people. Like, I wouldn't think that it's not like it's an orthopedic device, you know.
No.
There's nothing that makes it, you know. So it's just a fun item to have to, you know, grab whenever you want to use it. It's like, why not?
And I feel like I feel like a lot of guys are intimidated by vibrators or dildos and that stuff. So I feel like this would be a comfortable thing for a lot of people.
It is a good intro into sex accessories, I guess, for couples.
Yes.
And we hear from a lot of couples that have been married for a very long time. And, you know, things just, they get a little dull if you're doing it over and over again in the same way.
You've been married 20-something years. And,
a lot of women aren't comfortable, you know, bringing up sex toys with their significant others. Yeah. So,
but a pillow,
bringing a prop, pillow, yeah. You know,
it'd be a little easier.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that, you know, because we're human beings, our bodies change over time, and what we can and can't do changes over time. And your products are one of those things that you throughout your lifetime you can use. And I like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly as you get older, but I'm not that old, and so that's, I've never really had to experience that, but I guess sometimes it just works. Like, if you can't get it to click, you pull out your wedge, and it works. Like, it's just something about it makes things a little bit better.
So basically, we can use them until we're 95.
Or I shouldn't wear it out. It should still be around.
It should still be
after the apocalypse.
Oh,
I'm just picturing zombies having sex on the witch show. Okay.
I'm still stuck on this Tyrannosaurus penis.
The dragon tongue is what I left work looking at today. I was like, oh,
I've seen
this.
They're brightly colored. They're really pieces of art. Yeah, they're lovely.
I've been working on sex stuff all day long today, and I'm always going home. There's always something new to learn.
There's always something new to learn.
When you go home today.
Several things to Google.
Content out there.
So if people want to learn more about Liberator products, where can they go?
Liberator.com.
Great. And it has everything on there, the blog, the store, and everything.
Yeah, so, you can reach us both through there.
Guys, definitely check that out. And if you have any questions or feedback, please email us at thesexgeeks@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at The Sex Geeks, and we're on Facebook. So thanks, guys, for being here and telling us about Liberator.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you, Robin, for being here for Sexology Spotlight.
I always enjoy it, too. They could feel the hug. I went over and went, oh, okay, I know, we're talking.
It's radio. It's okay. All right, guys.
Bye.
Hey guys, to celebrate this special episode of The Sex Geeks, the fine folks at Liberator have given us some of their fabulous products to give away to you. All you have to do is subscribe to us on iTunes or update your subscription if you haven't already done so, and shoot us an email at thesexgeeks@gmail.com. And if you're already an updated subscriber, just leave us a review on our iTunes page and then email us. The contest will close on August 31st, and winners will be picked at random.